Numbers 36 through Deuteronomy 1. Now the heads of the fathers' households of the family of the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came forward and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the heads of the fathers' households of the sons of Israel. And they said, "The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land by lot to the sons of Israel as an inheritance, and my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. But if they marry one of the sons of the other tribes of the sons of Israel, their inheritance will be withdrawn from the inheritance of our fathers, and will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they belong. So it will be withdrawn from our allotted inheritance. And when the jubilee of the sons of Israel takes place, then their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they belong. So their inheritance will be withdrawn from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers." Then Moses commanded the sons of Israel, in accordance with the word of the Lord, saying, "The tribe of the sons of Joseph is right in its statements. This is what the Lord has commanded, regarding the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, 'Let them marry whomever they wish, only they must marry within the family of the tribe of their father. So no inheritance of the sons of Israel will be transferred from tribe to tribe. From the sons of Israel shall each retain possession of the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And every daughter who comes into possession of an inheritance of any tribe of the sons of Israel shall marry one of the family of the tribe of her father, so that the sons of Israel may possess the inheritance of his fathers. So no inheritance will be transferred from one tribe to another tribe, for the tribes of the sons of Israel shall each retain possession of its own inheritance." Just as the Lord had commanded Moses, so the daughters of Zelophehad did. Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, married their uncle's sons. They married those from the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained with the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and the ordinances which the Lord commanded to the sons of Israel through Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho. Deuteronomy 1. Israel's history after the Exodus. These are the words that Moses spoke to all Israel across the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arabah opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the sons of Israel in accordance with everything that the Lord had commanded him to declare to them, after he had defeated Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth, and in Edrei. Across the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, "The Lord our God spoke to us at Horeb, saying, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Turn and set out on your journey, and go to the hill country of the Amorites, and to all their neighbors in the Arabah, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the Negev, by the seacoast, the land of the Canaanites, and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have placed the land before you. Go in, and take possession of the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and their descendants after them. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I am not able to endure you alone. The Lord your God has multiplied you, and behold, you are this day like the stars of heaven in number. May the Lord the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000 times more than you are, and bless you, just as he has promised you. How can I alone endure the burden and the weight of your life and your strife? Obtain for yourselves men who are wise, discerning, and informed from your tribes, and I will appoint them as your heads. And you answered me and said, the thing which you have said to do is good. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and informed men, and appointed them as heads over you, commanders of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, and officers for your tribes. Then I ordered your judges at that time, saying, hear the cases between your fellow countrymen, and judge righteously between a person and his fellow countrymen, or the stranger who is with him. You are not to show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small and the great alike. You are not to be afraid of any person, for the judgment is God's. The case that is too difficult for you, you shall bring to me, and I will hear it. At that time, I commanded you all the things that you were to do. Then we set out from Horeb, and went through all the great and terrible wilderness that you saw on the way to the hill country of the Amorites, just as the Lord our God had commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is about to give us. See, the Lord your God has placed land before you. Go up, take possession, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has spoken to you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Then all of you approached me and said, let us send men ahead of us, so that they may spy out the land for us, and bring back to us word of the way by which we should go up, and the cities which we should enter. The plan pleased me, and I took 12 of your men, one man for each tribe. Then they turned and went up into the hill country, and came to the valley of Eshcol, and spied it out. And they took some of the fruit of the land in their hands, and brought it down to us. They also brought us back a report, and said, the land that the Lord our God is about to give us is good. Yet you were unwilling to go up. Instead, you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God, and you grumbled in your tents, and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt, to hand us over to the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go up? Our brothers have made our hearts melt by saying, the people are bigger and taller than we. The cities are large and fortified up to heaven. And besides, we saw the sons of Anakim there. But I said to you, do not be afraid, nor fear them. The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as a man carries his son, on all of the road which you have walked until you came to this place. Yet in spite of all of this, you did not trust the Lord your God, who goes before you on your way, to seek out a place for you to make camp, in the fire by night, to show you the way by which you should go, and in the cloud by day. Then the Lord heard the sound of your words, and he was angry, and swore an oath, saying, not one of these men, this evil generation, shall see the good land which I swore to give to your fathers. Except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him I will give the land on which he has set foot, and to his sons, because he has followed the Lord fully. The Lord was angry with me also on your account, saying, not even you shall enter there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, shall himself enter there. Encourage him, for he will give it to Israel as an inheritance. Moreover, your little ones, you said, would become plunder, and your sons, who this day have no knowledge of good and evil, shall enter there. and I will give it to them, and they shall take possession of it. But as for you, turn around, and set for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you replied to me, We have sinned against the Lord. We ourselves will go up and fight, just as the Lord our God commanded us. And every man of you strapped on his weapons of war, and you viewed it as easy to go up into the hill country. But the Lord said to me, Say to them, Do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you. Otherwise you will be defeated by your enemies. So I spoke to you, but you would not listen. Instead, you rebelled against the command of the Lord, and acted presumptuously, and went up into the hill country. And the Amorites who lived in that hill country came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and they scattered you from Seir to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord. But the Lord did not listen to your voice, nor pay attention to you. So you remained at Kadesh for many days, the days that you spent there. John 12. Therefore, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a dinner there, and Martha was serving, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very expensive perfume of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who intended to betray him, said, Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii, and the proceeds given to poor people? Now, he said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he kept the money box, he used to steal from what was put into it. Therefore, Jesus said, Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they came not on account of Jesus only, but so that they might see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. On the next day, when the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him, and began shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, indeed, the King of Israel. Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, Do not fear, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. These things his disciples did not understand at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things for him. So the people who were with him, when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead, continued to testify about him. For this reason also, the people went to meet him, because they heard that he had performed this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, You see that you are not accomplishing anything. Look, the world has gone after him. Now there were some Greeks among those who were going up to worship at the feast. These people then came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and were making a request of him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip came and told Jesus. But Jesus answered them by saying, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The one who loves his life loses it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul has become troubled. And what am I to say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. So the crowd who stood by and heard it were saying that it had thundered, and others were saying, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus responded and said, this voice has not come for my sake, but for yours. Now judgment is put upon this world, and the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Now he was saying this to indicate what kind of death he was going to die. The crowd then answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ is to remain forever. And how is it that you say, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, for a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. Also, the one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become the sons of light. These things Jesus proclaimed, and he went away and hid himself from them. But though he had performed so many signs in their sight, they were still not believing in him. This happened so that the word of Isaiah the prophet, which he spoke, would be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they could not believe, for Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes, he hardened their heart, so that they will not see with their eyes and understand with their heart and be converted, and so I will not heal them. These things Isaiah said because he saw his glory, and he spoke about him. Nevertheless, even the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him, so that they would not be excommunicated from the synagogue, for they loved the approval of people rather than the approval of God. Now Jesus cried out and said, the one who believes in me does not believe only in me, but also in him who sent me. And the one who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that no one who believes in me will remain in darkness. If anyone hears my teachings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not accept my teachings has one who judges him, the word which I spoke, that will judge him on the last day. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. 2 Corinthians 12. Boasting is necessary, though it is not beneficial, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ, who 14 years ago, whether in body, I do not know, or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, such a man was caught up to third heaven. And I know how such a man, whether in body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise, and heard inexpressible words, which a man is not permitted to speak. In behalf of such a man I will boast, but in my own behalf I will not boast, except regarding my weaknesses, for if I do wish to boast, I will not be foolish. For I will be speaking the truth, but I refrain from this, so that no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. Because of the extraordinary greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in distresses, in persecutions, in difficulties, in behalf of Christ, for when I am weak, then I am strong. I have become foolish. You yourselves have compelled me. Actually, I should have been commended by you, since I was in no respect inferior to the most eminent apostles, even though I am a nobody. The distinguishing marks of a true apostle were performed among you with all perseverance, by signs, wonders, and miracles. For in what respect were you treated as inferior to the rest of the churches, except that I myself did not become a burden to you? Forgive me this wrong. Here for this 3rd time, I am ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you, for I do not seek what is yours, but you. For children are not responsible to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. I will most gladly be expended for your souls. If I love you more, am I to be loved less? But be that as it may, I did not burden you myself. Nevertheless, devious person that I am, I took you in by deceit. Certainly, I have not taken advantage of you through any of those whom I have sent you, have I? I urged Titus to go, and I sent the brother with him. Titus did not take advantage of you, did he? Did we not conduct ourselves in the same spirit and walk in the same steps? All this time you have been thinking that we are defending ourselves to you. Actually, it is in the sight of God that we have been speaking in Christ, and all for building you up, beloved. For I am afraid that perhaps when I come I may find you to be not what I wish, and may be found by you to be not what you wish, that perhaps there will be strife, jealousy, angry tempers, selfishness, slanders, gossip, arrogance, disturbances. I am afraid that when I come again my God may humiliate me before you, and I may mourn over many of those who have sinned in the past and not repented of the impurity, sexual immorality, and indecent behavior which they have practiced. Proverbs 28:19-28. One who works his land will have plenty of food, but one who follows empty pursuits will have plenty of poverty. A faithful person will abound with blessings, but one who hurries to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, because for a piece of bread a man will do wrong. A person with an evil eye hurries after wealth, and does not know that poverty will come upon him. One who rebukes a person will afterward find more favor than one who flatters with the tongue. He who robs his father or his mother and says, There is no wrong done, is the companion of a person who destroys. An arrogant person stirs up strife, but one who trusts in the Lord will prosper. One who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but one who walks wisely will flee to safety. One who gives to the poor will never lack anything, but one who shuts his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise, people hide themselves, But when they perish, the righteous increase. Psalm 66. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works! Because of the greatness of your power, your enemies will pretend to obey you. All the earth will worship you, and will sing praises to you. They will sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Let's rejoice there in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. The rebellious shall not exalt themselves. Bless our God, you peoples, and sound his praise abroad, who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. For you have put us to the test, God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid an oppressive burden upon us. You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. I shall come into your house with burnt offerings. I shall pay you my vows, which my lips uttered, and my mouth spoke when I was in distress. I shall offer to you burnt offerings of fat animals, with the smoke of rams. I shall make an offering of bulls with male goats. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell of what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear, but God has heard. He has given attention to the sound of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his favor from me.